Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, that's just burning deep down inside my bones. And if you saved and you know Jesus Christ like I do, guess what? That's what that fire is burning inside of you too. Praise the Lord. And blessings to each and every one of you beautiful souls. This is Fire, and welcome to this gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living Creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be refreshed and renewed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and oh yes, His precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, beloveds, with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings to each and every one of you again. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual uplift and nourishment and refreshment from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1, where the Lord has words of remembrance for our overall well-being. God says, be careful, remember, and be humble. As God disciplined the children of Israel for their own good to follow God in willingness and obedience, God is saying the same to us, that if and when we do sometimes stray away from his will, there needs to be an immediate reconciliation. But it's always better to stay on the Lord's side, like Joshua said, under his good graces. My special guests are here. They are returning special guests, media personalities and authors, talking about Woman of God, Thais Nevels, and Woman of God, Manuela Obas, are back. And we are so excited. The devil tried to get in the way, but we just kicked it straight to the curb. That's what we do through the power of our God. I have a special guest that's coming on from my broadcast city, my birthplace, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, businesswoman, career woman, as well as political candidate for First Ward here in the city of Pine Bluff for city council, Woman of God, Letitia Brunson, is going to give us word of inspiration. So yes, it's like Ladies' Day, Woman's Day, right here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, with all these anointed and spirit-filled women of God here to bless us on Fire, the Gospel Experience. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airways on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, 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 fire.
Pray with me now. Yeah. Yeah. Look, there's no other God that can love like that. He told me that I've been forgiven. All up in the word, I'm a grub like that. I told him I'm ready, I'm willing. Father, you gave me the spirit of love. Look at this power he gave. I'm stacking my riches in heaven, cause life is a vapor, these flowers are fade. I look at my baby and I can see heaven, yeah, that my serenity rose. The Father is speaking, I'm listening close. I pray that my baby surrender her soul. Hey, look at this covenant. Look at this beautiful covenant. Satan been trying to come off of me, all of this vanity, I don't want none of it. I'm surrounded by these angels now. I was bitter, I'm grateful now. I can see that he's faithful now. I ran away, but he would chase me down. Many nights I would be alone. Never knew he was so close. He told me I'm the one that been chosen. He gon' love me all the way home. Yeah, I'm his masterpiece. He's bringing me healing. He told me that I've been redeemed. He told me to stay in his presence. I'm still kinda hurting from all of these things that I've seen. He told me his love is forever. He told me his love is eternal. He told me his love is way better. So I'ma just praise him right here in the furnace. Holy life, it's only Christ, it's only right to lift up his name, yeah. Holy life, it's only Christ, it's only right to give him my praise, yeah. Give it all to the sovereign one. Hold on to the Father's love. Fellowship until the time is gone. In the valley, I'ma call upon. There's no other God that can love like that. He told me that I've been forgiven. All up in the word, I'ma grub like that. I told him I'm ready, I'm willing. Father, you gave me the spirit of love. Look at this power he gave. I'm stacking my riches in heaven, cause life is a vapor, these flowers are fade.
Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through with your love. Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through. I can't, yeah. Revelation after revelation, I'm meditating on this word you gave us, that's elevation. I'm celebrating how you overcame and you'll never change.
Look, I was in the mud, I was in the pit. Now the spirit of God is in the midst. You can find me in the word, I'm deep inside the word. I'm free from all the sin I was in. I was ignorant, full of myself, but the spirit told me to go die to myself. I would do nothing apart from the Father, so how will I ever rely on myself? There's no other God that could love like that. Came and put joy in the cup like that. Cover my home with the blood like that. Open up heaven, let it flood like that. I'm in heavenly places, meditating on these things that are good. I'm meditating on this wonderful love, and we gon' take back what the enemy took. Because the Lord is a shield for the ones that trust, and I'ma give him praise, I'm lifting his name up. And I ain't even really gotta say much. There's only one that can really save us from the grave. He rose up on the third, I'm keeping the faith up. He told me that his love is forever. He told me that his love is eternal. He told me his love is way better. So I'ma just praise him right here in the furnace.
Holy light, it's only Christ, it's only right to lift up his name, yeah. Holy light, it's only Christ, it's only right to give him my praise, yeah. Give it all to the sovereign one. Hold on to the Father's love. Fellowship until the time is gone. In the valley, I'ma call upon.
There's no other God that could love like that. He told me that I've been forgiven. All up in the word, I'ma grub like that. I told him I'm ready, I'm willing. Father, you gave me the spirit of love. Look at this power he gave. I'm stacking my riches in heaven, cause life is a vapor, these flowers are fade.
Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through with your love. Break through right here, Lord, you gon' break through when I call you. Revelation after revelation, I'm meditating on this word you gave us, that's elevation. I'm celebrating how you overcame and you'll never change enough.
My God, young bro starting this fire. Gospel experience on with fire and with flame and with heat. Did y'all hear that part where he said he's going to go ahead and live and praise him in the fire, in the flame? He's not going to worry about the struggle. What he's going to do is he's going to keep his eyes lifted to the heavens where he knows his strength comes from. And I promise you, every single day that I live, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to raise my head above my circumstances and even above my own emotions and look to the heavens, to where God is looking down on us. Thank you, young bro. Thank you for reminding us that there is no other help, no other strength. There is no other God than the one that's prescribed in the Bible. Amen. Goes right there. My special guests are here. You talk about some fabulously blessed young ladies. They collaborate in sisterhood. They collaborate in ministry. And I just had to bring it back, y'all. Y'all know I will always solicit you, anointed people of God, to come on to be on this fire gospel experience so that you all can expand your ministry. Stop being shy. Stop not believing that God wants you to take what you have in him to higher heights. He wants to broaden your territory. So it's up to you if you want to step out on faith and trust God for platforms such as this fire gospel experience and others, because it's not just me. I ain't trying to take all the credit for this mighty move of Jesus. I'm just happy to be a part of it. Amen. This first young lady, I'm just going to let them introduce themselves. And I am anticipating such a wonderful and a fabulous and a great conversation from these ladies. You all know how I do things. These are the anointed people of God. And without any further ado, just happy to have Lady Thais Nevels and Lady Women of God Manuela Obus here on this fire gospel experience. Hi, blessings, ladies. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well.
We're good.
Thank you, Ron.
Great, we're good.
Man.
Thank you, Ron.
Man, I am just excited. You ladies got a flow. I've seen y'all on Facebook. That's where I first got wind of you all, because I'm always on a mad search for you blessed, anointed people of God. And I was just so impressed with your vibrancy, with your energy, with your ability to just proclaim Jesus in such a very open, plain, and transparent way. You don't have to try to dress it up. You don't have to try to sound churchy or religious. You all just come with it such a natural way. So I'm excited and happy and pleased and privileged to have you ladies here. I'm going to ask you ladies, now, Lady Manuela, you probably don't know this, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself first, because your partner in Jesus, Lady Thais Neville. She always refers to you and gives you first props. So I'm going to follow her lead and let you introduce yourself then. Lady Thais, why don't you come in behind her and introduce yourself? Lady Manuela, I'm passing you the microphone. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me, Ron, on your show. Again, my name is Manuela Obath. I am an author. I am a licensed minister. Have a podcast. Thais is one of my best friends. I consider her as a sister. We've known each other over a decade, and it's so amazing to see what God is doing with us. And so I'm excited for what God is having in store for us in the future. So again, thank you for having me on your show, Ron.
Hey, amen. Certainly my pleasure. Lady Thais, who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Thank you, Ron. We are actually grateful. Thank you for not grieving the Holy Spirit, because we were just saying we feel God in the midst. We have this conversation the other day and almost every other day. So thank you. Anyway, I'm Thais L. Neville. I'm an author. I'm an inspirational, motivational speaker. I'm an MBA entrepreneur. Own a few businesses. But outside of that, as you identify with Manuela and myself, definitely a woman of God and wanting to make sure we spread the word of who God is and how he's always going to be present.
Amen. Amen. Listen, this is how I do it. My listeners all know, and I believe in the brief short time we've been, I guess you could say, casually collaborating together, is that my show's unscripted, and it's done so intentionally. I just give y'all the format, and then I always trust and believe Holy Spirit God, who is always our special, special invited guest, to come in and kind of flow through our spirits and minds and just lead the conversation. And what I've just been given, since I'm just going to declare this as Women's Day here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, because you beautiful women has graced our platform and blessed us with your presence, I'm going to ask you ladies, whoever wants to respond first, what if there is, and I believe there is, maybe a special message of inspiration or devotion that you would like to give your sisters in faith? That's something that may be burning in your spirit, you've been holding on to, that you see, it can be an exhortation, it can just be a word of admiration or appreciation. Lady Manuela, is there anything that you feel God has stirred in your spirit to share with the Sisterhood Nation, with the women of Christ in the body of Christ?
I would say right now, Thais and I, God has us in a season where we are waiting for breakthrough, right? The past couple of months have been really, really difficult, and going through a grieving, losing friends, losing relationships, wanting to renew our spirit. But it's one of those things where certain people can't go where God is trying to take us. Things that we normally lean on, you know, we can't take with us. And it's not easy when God is doing a new thing, but yet the pruning process is hard, right? And I can testify, and Thais can testify, that even though the past couple of months, almost a year, have been hard for us as we have been in the season of going through, but we are trusting that, you know, God knows what he's doing. Though it's painful, you know, like Job said, you know, though they slay me, yet though I trust God. So it's difficult to trust God in a season where you're losing so many things, and you're losing people you love, and God keeps, you know, redirecting your life, and you're just trying to figure out, okay, God, why do I have to lose this, and why do I have to go through this, and why is it so painful? When is the breakthrough coming? And sometimes I think we miss what God is doing because we're focusing on the circumstances. We're focusing on the things that is happening, but we're not focusing on God himself and what the lessons are in the season of going through. What is it that God is trying to teach us? And sometimes we miss, or sometimes we delay how fast we get to breakthrough because we're not focusing on God himself and saying, okay, God, what are you trying to teach me in this season? And so as people are listening today, what I want to say to you, though you're waiting for a breakthrough, you got to trust God in the season that you are in. Not only trust God, but you got to go through a season where you're willing to do the work. And what I mean by that is fasting, praying, reading your word, mm-hmm. because sometimes we're looking for people to give us a word, or sometimes we're looking for things to fulfill the void, to fulfill the pain. And God is like, no, in this season, it's you and me. In this season, I need you to read your word. In this season, I need you to go deeper in me. And so don't be afraid to get in the presence of God, though it's painful. Don't be afraid to tell God, you know, God, this is painful. God, this hurts. Because the thing is, God, remember, Jesus himself came down, and he was in the flesh. So he knows what hurt is. So God is not surprised at the season that we're in right now. He's not surprised with the things that we're going through. And I think sometimes we forget that God has feelings. So he knows our pain.
Yeah.
And so when you are in that season where you feel like quitting, don't quit. Just around the corner, breakthrough is coming.
Powerful.
And so I want to encourage the listeners, you know, to go deeper in God, you might have to fast. To go deeper, you might have to read. And to go deeper, you have to cut away from the things you're used to, the things you're used to depending on. And so before I continue, I'll let Thais take over from there.
Amen, amen, amen. Those were very spiritually stimulating words, Lady Manuela. And what I heard God speak as you were speaking, you're talking about faith, and you're talking about the pain and emotions that you all have gone through. And Holy Spirit God just told me right now, he says our faith mentors our emotions, and it's a process. We feel what we feel, but do you know that sometimes when we take the word of God, when we digest it, remember when God told the prophet, he said, eat, eat, eat. He said, let this word consume you. Let it consume you from the inside. Digest it so that it becomes a part of you, so that this word and your spirit will become as one. So I cry, yes, I hurt, I go through pain. But my faith comforts even my emotions, sometimes the painful ones. Indeed, our faith mentors our emotions. It's a process, and it does take time, and it definitely takes practice. Just like fasting, just like meditating and praying, we are trusting in God, which is like the cornerstone of our faith, is trust. Lady Thais, what word is burning in your spirit you've been holding on to, just about to bust wide open so that you can speak these words and get it out your spiritual spirit?
Well, to be honest, it's kind of hard following behind you guys, because everything that you guys spoke on is exactly what I would have said. Not as eloquently, but life is one of those things that you do have to take the time and sit back and understand nothing that happens to you is in vain. And each experience is to grow you in some aspect. Is it going to grow you emotionally, physically, spiritually? And always your dependency does have to be on God. Even when you don't know why things seem so isolated. And sometimes God gets you in isolation so you can hear him more clearly. Doesn't mean he's going to yell or scream. He still might whisper to you. But you have to put yourself in a position to be receptive and open your heart. You open your ears. You open your heart. And during times of trials, it is the purification process. You are going through a furnace. Because each life has a purpose, right? God created each of us with a destiny. And like precious metals, they have to go through the furnace and they have to be refined. So
that's
just
good.
Like any fine silver or gold, you got to go through some high, hot temperatures. And so you just need to always realize it is not in vain, and go look for that lesson. Like Manuela said, there is a lesson in everything. And don't be ashamed, right? Some people want to be ashamed, but you can't be ashamed, because when you go before God, you're naked. There's nothing that covers you. So go before him
That's
and
right.
be honest, and allow him to do the work and guide you
Beautiful.
And keep you. But also remember, the human experience is nothing to underestimate. You're here for a reason. So your testimony is not for you. So don't be selfish with it. Make sure you share it, because you can change other people's lives, and then you can show the presence of God.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful words, ladies. That's what I'm talking about, bringing some show enough real, practical Christian living. Beyond the church walls, because, you know, we can go to church, man, and we know the language, we know the protocol, we take our stuff to the dry cleaners right on time, so that by the time we get to church, man, we feeling like fresh Easter all over again. Thank you, for those real words. And I'm going to get a little bit realer, so I hope y'all are ready for it. I don't know last time y'all listened to my broadcast, but my ministry is to, I guess you could say, kind of be the link between the church and the streets, right? Because I'm more concerned. When I was 15 years old, I was baptized because I heard a minister in Detroit, Pastor E.C. Jones. He preached, man, and I just believed it because he spoke to my heart. And at the age of 15, based upon what I was hearing from the pulpit, I was looking around from Sunday to Sunday and then, of course, Wednesday night Bible study to see if I could actually see the behavior in the people that were sitting there in the church getting the same sermons and teachings that I was listening to. So what I'm saying is that we are perceptive probably more than what we realize. At the age of 15, I wanted to see if these people were not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. And I'm still like that today. So what I would like to share with you all is something that I know I have had my issues with, struggles with, challenges with, setbacks with. And I want to talk about this issue about the fights within. And I know that that's a piece that you all coined, and I want you all to share a little bit about it, but I want to kind of set the table because I want to talk about pornography. And that's something that we don't church folks talk about, but there are so many people that love Jesus that got involved in this type of a remedy for our ills, and myself included. I've shared with my listeners before about habits that I had that I couldn't break that was breaking me that involved drugs and alcohol. And I don't know if I've really talked too much about pornography, but that can be just as addictive, more so than drugs and alcohol. Because I remember when I picked up that Playboy magazine at the age of 15, the same year that I was baptized, no coincidence at all, that opened up a door that was dark and vast that I had no idea what I had stepped through. But what I would like to share about is that what I found out, I was using illegitimate sexual behavior, fornication, pornography. It was just a substitute, ladies, for the love that I feel like I wasn't getting. And worse than that, I felt like, do I even deserve it? Because it seemed like something that I was always reaching for, but had not yet been able to grasp. So for me, fornication and pornography was, I guess you could say, was the next best thing that I could come up with on my own. And I know people say, well, Ron, you know, you've been saved for a long time. Seem like you should have victory over this. And this is my second point, ladies, and I want you all to discuss it as you see fit. Is that it seemed like, you know, Ron, you know, you've been saved. And a lot of people call me Reverend Ron and Pastor Ron and things like that. And those are very commendable words, and I appreciate it. But they say, it seemed like you should have gotten a victory over that by now. And what I say to them is I get the victory over it every time. That temptation to give in, I take that same thought and I make it an offering to God. I hope y'all can hear what I'm saying. Rather than indulge, I say, Father God, I'm going to take this thought and this energy and this temptation to indulge in things that I know that you would not be pleased with, and it'd be a scandal if people even knew about it. And I am going to, rather than indulge, I'm going to take that same energy and make it an offering to you. So just like young bro said, even in the fire, I'm going to trust God. Even in the heat of temptation, ladies, I've learned, and I have not always been successful, I need to be honest, like always, that I have found that when I have determined to give in to a sacrifice rather than a temptation, that is when I get the victory. Sometimes God wants us to continuously contend with those things that we have not overcome so that we can constantly draw closer to him day by day, moment by moment. Either one of you ladies would like to share any thoughts you may have about what I just shared. Whoever.
Actually, funny enough, we were just talking about this. Go ahead, Manuela.
Yes. Okay. So I'm gonna add to it, but I'm also gonna flip it a little bit. So here's the thing. I was molested when I was about 5 years old to about 7, and I didn't really talk about that until I was 38 years old. And I was exposed to pornography at a very young age. I would say probably, I want to say probably 6 years old that I saw pornography. And so I think what people forget as the body of Christ, as people of God, the thing is the devil does everything to attach itself to us, because what we need to remember is he was jealous of God. He wanted to be, Lucifer wanted to be like God. And so because he wanted to be like God, he got kicked out of heaven. And so the devil's plot or the devil's plan is to take us with him and for us not to be able to enter into the gates, for God to say, well done, my faithful servant. But the thing that I've learned in my 42 years serving God, even in pornography, even in my sins, whether that be lying, whether that be cheating, whether that be adultery with someone's husband, whatever it is that we have done, to all listeners who's listening, because I'm going to keep it real, a lot of us in church, what we're doing is we're acting like we put the mask on, we got it all together, and we've just experienced a pandemic. Keep saying this because Thais knows this. I keep saying a shift took place. We cannot go back and worship the way we used to. We cannot go back and talk about God the way we used to, because a shift happened. What I'm saying is, with the things you just spoke, this is the season we're in where we got to be transparent and say, you know what? Yes, I love God, but I still struggle with this. Yes, I love God. Not that I want to watch this every day, but every now and then I fall. But you know what? God loves me so much that I repent against that spirit, or I repent against that behavior and ask God to help me overcome this. Because the thing is, there is nothing, let me say it again, there is nothing we're going to do that's going to catch God by surprise. Let me say that again.
You already know.
There is nothing we're going to do here on earth that's going to catch God by surprise. The thing is, God does not like our sin. He loves us. He don't like our sin. So as long as we keep trying change the behavior, because that's what it says, we have to ask God for strength to repent, the repentant spirit. As long as we keep repenting from it and asking God to help us with whatever sin that our listeners are struggling with and what sin we're struggling with, God will help us overcome. So to the people who are feeling guilty, like, oh my God, I'm still struggling with this, God already knows that. And he is going to give you mercy and grace to overcome that behavior. Yes, the Bible says that by now we shouldn't be on baby food. That is true. But it depends on the season that you are in. Because certain seasons, here's why cycles repeat. Cycles repeat because we don't deal with what we need to deal with. We didn't learn what we needed to learn, or we didn't overcome. So sometimes it might be we find ourselves repeating the cycle. So sometimes when you find yourself, whether it be pornography, whether it be alcohol, whether it be whatever it is that you're struggling with, that cycle repeats. Then we got to ask God, why am I here again? What is it? Why the spirit keeps attaching itself to me? Why can I not break the spirit? And the reason why I was molested, because I was introduced to something like that at a young age, that spirit attached itself to me. Until I was able to say, okay, I was molested. That thing did not keep me bondage anymore. Then I had to do the work. And I'm still doing the work till this day, because every now and then, because I'm not perfect, I repeat the cycle. Every now and then I'm asking God, okay, Lord, I'm still struggling in this area. I'm not as weak as I used to be, right? But I'm still struggling. God, give me a way out. Because the Bible said God will give us a way out. And so as long as you are honest with God, not people, because people will judge us. People will attach shame to us. I'm talking about God. As long as we are honest with the condition that we are in, God will give us a way out. But the first thing we have to do is be honest about where we are.
Be honest.
If you're addicted, be honest. God, I'm struggling with this. God, help me. And then sometimes you might have to go to counseling. You might have to go to the alcoholic class, whatever it is that you need to do to get the help. But what I don't want us to do after this pandemic we just experienced is to put the mask on. No more mask. Let's get the help. Mentally, if you're struggling, get the help. Why? Because that's the only way we're going to overcome these kind of behaviors, these kind of addictions. That's the only way. And so, Thais, take over.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Lady Thais?
Yes,
What say ye?
Yes. I say that to be able to be honest, you first must go look in the mirror, right? You got to come to acknowledgement. And it's okay. A lot of people don't like to acknowledge the struggles, right? We all struggle with something, right? It is, like you said, it could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be porn. And it is truly trying to fill a void of something that can't be merely filled by something that's temporal. The things that you fill a void in have to be filled with something spiritually. That's why, in the statement and in the word, it says that's why you should draw close to God, because he knows that we have these voids. He knows that we have emptiness. He knows our struggles continue, not every day, every minute, every second. You fight with your thoughts. You fight with, your flesh. And until you can say, I know I have a problem, I know this is what I face, then you can't make progress. But life has taught us, because it tells us in the New Testament, there is a thorn in the side of everybody. It's not just for one person. Everybody has a thorn, and some people have multiple thorns. But it's okay because we have God. And as long as you can go before him and be honest, like Manuela was saying, that's so important. Be honest, not just with God, but first yourself, so that you can receive healing. And then you can start to use tools and maybe the different therapies or the different sessions or any resources that can help you get to a plane of steadiness and not be double-minded. Don't be on the sand. Don't build your house there, but build your house on the foundation of God, which is solid and shall not be shaken, right? Because he will be your refuge.
Amen. Lord Jesus, you're talking about it's so hard to come behind us. Child, you just put the spiritual icing on the cake right there again. Thank you, ladies. That was absolutely beautiful. And so just basically, fundamentally sound and very profound at the same time. I'm listening to you ladies speak. And whatever we have gone through, God will take that and use it to direct us to the very ones that are going through what we've been through. How can we speak to a person's soul if we're only using words? Those of us that have struggled through dark valleys have reached a point in our souls that was so intimately close to God, it was the closest thing to heaven on earth. I'm talking about when you have cried tears and cried out of tears, reaching out to God because of the pain and the fight within, that is a very sacred place that we meet God, because now we're not trying to front, we're not trying to fake, we're not trying to act like it ain't all that, because it is that and more. And I just think about the Apostle Paul. He went through so many trials, and when God met him on the Damascus Road, he told, the conversation was, he said that he will see the great things that he will suffer for my great name's sake. I believe everything Paul went through is something that he actually exacted on the children of God in one way or another when he was known as Saul, the persecutor. He went through, he experienced what he put on others. And what we experience, as opposed to persecuting people, now we come to their rescue. We become a part of their ministry, because God is not just letting us go through our struggles without a purpose. Woman of God, Shamika Banks, she helped me so much, and I give her credit every time I share this. She said, my pain gave me purpose, but my purpose gave me power. Oh, my God. That's the part that I hadn't heard before. I always heard people say, my pain gave me purpose. My pain gave me purpose, and that blessed my spirit. But I always felt like, when you have something of your favorite meal sitting before you, and then you cut a piece off, and right before you put it in your mouth, it falls off your fork. That's kind of what it felt like. Even though I know it was good and I know it's going to taste good, I felt like I wasn't getting the whole complete statement of that. But when she said your pain has purpose and your purpose gives you power, we have to understand that what we go through is eventually God's plan to empower us to do things way beyond what we even thought, what we even prayed for, what we even imagined. You're listening to Fire the Gospel Experience with two anointed ladies that I am so proud to have, Lady Thais Nevels and Lady Manuela Obers. And we're going to continue this conversation because I know they fool, and I'm going to let them talk because I know they have more inspiration for us. Right now, here's Lady Tiffany Tutu AG, because this is what we're talking about, y'all. Lord God, I need you to hold my hand.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm your child.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, 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 yes. Fire, the gospel experience, your evangelistic outreach internet gospel radio ministry here to give God his just due praise first and foremost, and then to bless all of you listeners, to encourage you to a deeper walk and increased faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and the principles and the very word of God that's in the Bible. My special guests are here talking about media personalities, authors, woman of God, Thais Nevels, and woman of God, Manuela Obis, here discussing some very deep and beautiful spiritual things that we've already discussed. And now, ladies, what I'd like to discuss is this awesome and amazing book that you ladies have produced. I understand that you are co-authors, and I'm just looking forward to you ladies just sharing a little bit about some of why my listeners would be blessed by reading this amazing book that you've written. Why don't you tell us a little bit about us, whomever of you ladies would like to go first. We already know what Lady Thais going to do. She's going to yield the microphone to you, Lady Manuela. So talk about Dear Woman.
Dear Woman is a book, a short story book by 10 different women who shares their struggles, their triumphs, and just dating experience, divorce, being abandoned. We also have two young ladies on there. One of them talk about cutting her hair and not fitting in, wanting to look like Caucasian kids who have the silky hair, and so she decided to cut her hair. We have another lady, Dr. Lisa Harbert, who talks about being left on the doorstep of her on the person's house, and now she was able to be a counselor, a school counselor, have children. We have Margarita, who talks about rejection. So there's so many different amazing stories. We talk about there's another author, Sylvandra Grice, who talks about faith, stepping out and being an entrepreneur. It's just a beautiful book of 10 beautiful women coming together and sharing just a little part of ourselves to the world. And what I love about Dear Woman, that's a title that God gave to me, because I feel like, you know, we talk about women, empowering women. We talk about, you know, not competing with each other. But the truth of the matter is there is so many competition out there, if we be honest. And a lot of us as women, even in the body of Christ, have not truly learned what it means to be, you know, that word, sisterhood, haven't learned what it really means to support your sister and be there, you know. A lot of us feel that we need to compete, or we need to, what's the word, I can't like what you post, because if I like what you post, then you'll get my followers. When we're missing the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is everything, and I pray that the listeners hear this carefully, everything that Thais and I do moving forward, it is not for us. It is to give back the gift that God has placed inside of us so that God gets the glory. Because a lot of times when God gives us gifts, we keep them to ourselves and we want to promote ourselves, and we don't realize the big picture is those gifts and talents inside of us is for the world. So us coming together as 10 women is just sharing stories about ourselves. But we have another book coming out, Ron. Thais and I just did. It's a journal called Healing the Woman Within. We'll tell you about that more, but I want Thais to talk a little bit more about Dear Woman.
Yes, amen. So I think Manuela, yes, amen. I think Manuela covered it greatly, but the addition to not just getting the book of Dear Woman, we are hosting the second annual Dear Woman Luncheon here in Houston, Texas, actually out in Katy, which is a suburb. It will be hosted on Saturday, July 30th. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. And so this year we have decided to give recognition to cancer survivors and fighters. And we're honoring three women, Manuela's sister, who is fighting through breast cancer. We're going to be honoring one of my aunts, who went through cancer, and she's now cancer-free. And then we have another lady we're highlighting. Yes, amen to that, for cancer. And generally for Dear Woman, it's just generally women. But this year we're inviting men to come out, so we're definitely looking forward to what God will do. Last year we didn't think we were going to have as many people as we did. I think Manuela is going to probably correct me on the numbers. Like, I think we were only trying to shoot for 50 people. I think we had an upward of 90 folks that showed up, and they were blessed. They left that place different. So Dear Woman is, it's speaking to women, but also this year we're going to invite men in to also experience that power of God, right? And then just seeing when we all gather together and we bring and highlight positive things and uplift one another, what could be done and what testimonies can change people's lives.
Amen. That is so powerful. I just want to thank you.
Yes,
go
let me
ahead,
add
lady,
one more. I know Ty said three people. It's actually four because one of the ladies, Margarita, dear Margarita Brown, she's one of our panelists. Her mom actually went through cancer twice. So it's going to be four women that we honor during the luncheon. Just wanted to correct that. Yes.
Amen.
There we go,
well,
four.
She already knew that you was going to come in with the backup. She knew that you was going to straighten everything out. That's a beautiful thing about what I see in your all's relationship. There seems to be no defense. There seems to be no spirit of I'm wondering if I'm out of place or if I stepped on some toes. It seems like you all understand that we are here, that you all here are here to support one another, and it's okay if I make a slight mistake here or there. It's okay because I have this trust from someone that I have a love for and a love with that is going to just make everything better just by them being there. Can you ladies talk about that in a little bit more broader sense so that we who are still working on this identification with our own selves, to not be so defensive, to not be so weak and fragile when someone wants to correct us, when someone wants to maybe help maneuver us in a more positive way, because, you know, we talk this Christian thing and it's sincere, but sometimes too we let our thin skin get in the way of us making progress. Can you all relate to that?
Oh, yes. So Manuel is probably going to laugh on the back end of this. I promise to goodness, we just talked about this whole thing. I was talking to her yesterday and probably another time this week where the one thing for us is because we've known each other for over a decade, right? And over this decade, we've grown. We've gone through things, right? We have, everything has not been like a cakewalk. And then what you really learn about when God brings people into your life, you have to pay attention when he brings people in. And then you have to know yourself. But as you're getting to know your friend, you have to get to learn them. And you have to allow people to be themselves, right? Don't always feel as if you have to be so critical because we're all flawed. And Manuela and I, like Manuela said, we're best friends, right? So we've been going through a lot of various things, but it's because we love one another and we're both givers. And we know, if she gives, then I give. And if I give, she gives. And you have to respect that. So it's respect, it's love, it's understanding where we all kind of, we play. And it takes like a decade. That's a long time, right? To be honest with you, it has not always been pretty. You know, it hasn't always been focused just on ministry, but we always love God and we will always make sure that came in there and that was natural. But it's about supporting people and truly loving people and setting yourself aside. The problem with people, they always want to put themselves, you want to have your hubris, you want your ego in the way, and God can't be recognized or be shown forth if your ego's in the way, right? Because it's flawed. And I love Manuela because we both have gone through hurt and pain. Like this week, I had a week I was crying, and generally I don't cry. But, I mean, I just couldn't help it, right? It's because God's working on things inside me. Manuela, I'll let her tell her story, but we allow each other to be vulnerable and not attack. Sometimes you just got to be there, be in the present. So, Manuela, go ahead and expand on that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, definitely. Yes, like T said, we've been friends for over a decade. And I think what people miss or what Thais and I are learning in this season of life that we are in, because like I said, this year we're breathing different relationships in our lives and people who, you know, we love, but for some reason God is, you know, transitioning us and, you know, it's not the same. But the thing is, we are learning. You can still love your sister from a distance. You can still, just because God is changing the season doesn't mean that you don't love the person. You just have to accept where God has you. And I think what people miss in, and when we're talking about God, I'm not talking about the world, I'm talking about real friendship, genuineness. Mm-hmm. I think the reason why sometimes life, friendships, relationships don't work out is that a lot of times we're not willing to do the work, like Tai said. And doing the work is understanding that because we're not perfect beings, we're going to step on each other's toes. We're going to probably say something that may not feel good, or we may say something that bruises you, but be willing to do the work where, you know, we talk about it. Because I'm a firm believer, by now, right? By now, the way I used to deal with things should be different. By now, right?
That's right?
I should be able to have healthy relationships. By now, I should be able to tell, let me use Thais, hey, T, when you said this, it hurt me, and not take it any more than what I said. I think a lot of times, especially now as older women, because we are women in our 40s, we have to be willing as sisterhood. We have to be willing to do the work and understand that, you know what, you have to be willing to talk about the things that hurt. We have to be able to talk about the things that bruise us. So what we do is, a lot of times we're not willing to talk about the things that bruise us, or, and so what we do is we just, okay, well, I'm going to close this chapter, and then so we repeat the cycle. And I believe that God has Thais and I in each other's life right now, and we're becoming stronger and closer, because we're already sisters, closer because we're willing to do the work. Not that we're perfect, not that sometime I may say something that she don't like, or she may say something I don't like, but we're not willing to walk away from each other because of that. Because again, we're,
that's beautiful.
I know people don't like to say this, but we're human. And so in our flesh, in our human self, sometimes it gets the best of us. So maybe our delivery is wrong. And so Thais and I have been talking, and you know, with the luncheon coming up, I said to her, we need a declaration. And that declaration is, as women, or at least for us right now, I'm saying, I am no longer apologizing for who I am. I am no longer apologizing so I can make somebody feel comfortable. Because sometimes when God is growing us, when he's growing us, we want to accommodate everybody else's feelings, how they feel, what they think about us, and not realizing you're growing. You're not that person anymore. So you can't keep being the same person to accommodate when God is asking us to grow. And growth is painful. And so I was telling her, like, you know what? We are no longer apologizing for who we are. We are no longer apologizing because God is calling us to grow. And it's okay. I'd rather leave the people behind that doesn't fit anymore in my life than continue to apologize when I'm not doing anything wrong. Why? Because sometimes people are intimidated by what they see, the potential they see over you, over your life, the light that God has shined on you. But people do not understand. Here's the key word, Ron. People do not understand what it takes to be us. They just see the glory.
They sure don't.
They really don't know the story. They don't know the tears behind the scenes. They don't know, you know, the pains. Like I said, right now, both her and I are in a season of going through. They don't see that. They just see, oh, look at them. No, if you, you know, were to walk a day in our lives, you couldn't handle it. If I was to exchange for one day, well, not even one day, let's do 1 hour, you wouldn't be able to handle my pain. And so what am I saying to sisterhood? Sisterhood is, we have to get to a place where we're comfortable with who God has called us to be. And when he calls us to be who he's called us to be, we have to walk in it boldly. And a lot of us are shining away from the boldness that God has given us, the confidence. And so as women, if we're going to be the women that God calls us to be, we got to deal with our issues. We got to deal with our issues, and we got to become great. In order to be great, in order for us to stand before people and say, hey, sister, once upon a time, I used to be a gossiper. Once upon a time, I used to be a backstabber. Once upon a time, I used to, you know, talk about my sisters to make myself feel better because of my misery. We have to get to a place where we can be honest about our condition so we become the women we're supposed to be. And so I truly believe we cannot be, Thais and I have declared, we are no longer apologizing.
we're just going to have to continue to grow into the women that God has called us to be. And that's it.
Amen.
Anything you want to add,
Grace? My God. You talking about that's it? You preach about two or three whole sermons right there, woman of God, and I expected nothing less than you all. I appreciate the beauty of it all. What I heard you all say is that growth, too many people consider growth as risky, because you all spoke about we need to speak up, but where do we get the mentoring to even learn how to speak up without the negative emotions, without the anger, without the residual of having suppressed it? And then when we try to speak on it, all of that pressure that we held on to kind of comes out in an uncontrolled, uncivilized way. So what I learned in my Christian walk is there's been situations that I was not pleased with myself on how I responded and how I may have behaved. And Holy Spirit God, as our comforter, he will come and he will counsel us. And we'll feel that conviction on the inside, and we'll say, you know what, I actually will rehearse what I should have said to myself as if I was saying it in that moment. It takes practice. People think we get this just jumping out of bed just like Christ. Nope. It takes failures. It takes setbacks. It takes some disappointments. But what you ladies said is it takes a good self-examination, because when we're connected with God, God is saying to us, no, that's not what Jesus would do. Y'all remember the bracelets? What would Jesus do? Well, that's a good thought to carry with us, because as we study, meditate, and read the word and digest it, like you ladies suggested, we have a template on what we should do. And then we have a spirit as well as a indwelling resident spirit God that says, you know what, that's not agreeable with the word. You digested the word, but it's not being fleshed out. And I had to go to a place to get some professional help, and I heard one of my mentors say, we're not human beings learning to be spiritual, we're spiritual beings learning to be human. So, ladies, as we remember that part, we have the advantage of having the recognition and understanding of the spiritual person that we were created. We're just living in a strange land, like the scripture says. We're living in a strange land. We're living in a land, unfortunately, where predominantly the people are not faith believers like us. That's why Jesus told us to go to the uttermost parts of the world and take this gospel with us, which is what I know you ladies to be doing. Please share your broadcast time when you ladies do your media project so that my listeners can be sure to continue to be blessed by your wisdom and knowledge. I have no problem with sharing the people that bless this platform and come regularly. I want them to continue to be blessed and come to your platform. What days and times do you ladies broadcast?
Wednesdays, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. live on Facebook. And we also on Instagram. But like Ty said, the big thing is July 30th, second annual Dear Woman Luncheon. Please get your ticket support. You can sponsor a ticket if you aren't able to come. And again, like she said, women are welcome. Be on the lookout. We have a journal coming out sometime in June, Healing the Woman Within. It's a journal that is going to bless lots of people. So be on the lookout for that. Thais, anything? In the website, you can go to thefightswithin.com if you need more information. Thais, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to cover, the website, but she got it. But on Instagram, it's The Fights Within. You can find us there, okay? And then just look us up, guys. We're waiting to hear from you. Share some of your testimonies. Tell us what you felt as you listened to what we had to say today, or, I mean, give us a comment or some encouragement. We need encouragement, too. But God bless you guys. God bless you, Ron. Thank you for being obedient to the Holy Spirit, like I mentioned earlier, and being full of the fire and continuing to press forward no matter what's happening. You will continue to bless people's lives. God will continue to give you savoring grace, and we are just thankful for the moment that we have shared here.
Amen. I'm inhaling and receiving every word that you spoke over my life, and I am doubly believing and praying that same for both of you ladies. Is there a contact number where you ladies can be reached and for public speaking to be a part of someone else's event that may be going on in the Houston area, or God be willing, in the uttermost parts of the United States?
Yes, Matt Lola, what's our number?
Yes, I'm about to tell you right now. Give me 1 second. I am going to say our contact. It is, you can call us on 832-582-0327. Again, 832-582-0327. And again, if you go to the fightswithin.com, there's a contact page, and you can reach us. You can email us, thefightswithin@gmail.com, or call us. And we would love to come to any events and, of course, be guest speakers for you.
Amen. Absolutely. And are you soliciting special guests to be a part of your media platform as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. Again, that website has a contact and where you can email if you would like to be a guest, or on Facebook. You can message me on Facebook or Instagram and just reach out to me or Thais, and we will definitely reach back to you. thefightswithin@gmail.com or the website thefightswithin.com. You can again hit that contact button and you can contact us directly.
Amen. And if you're looking for Lady Manuela Obus on Facebook, her Facebook tag is The Fights Within, and certainly Miss Thais Neville's right there on Facebook. These are two amazing women. Listen, ladies, if I take too long to contact you all to come back to continue this beautiful spiritual conversation, y'all know how to get in touch with me. Say, Brother Ron, what's the deal? What's going on? We ready. We burning. We got that fire, and we ready to come back, and I'll be more than happy. If I got moves of people out the way, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. Bless y'all in Jesus. I'm praying for you. I pray and trust God to continue to bless, lead, guide, cover you, keep you, expand your territory. I love y'all in Jesus. Ain't nothing y'all can do about it except love me back. I'm praying for you as well. Ain't nothing you can do about that except pray for me. And I solicit both of those things as we all continue to be more like Jesus. Amen. Thank you, ladies. I bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye. Lady Manuela Obus and Lady Thais Neville. What beautiful sisters in Christ they are. Yes, yes, yes. So feel free to get in touch with these amazing ladies. And I promise you, the Kingdom Collaboration will be nothing short of a pure blessing. We will be shining our honest spotlight on a woman of God that is going to bring words of inspiration right here on this fire gospel experience. You best believe word of inspiration is on the way. I have a special guest that's here from our hometown that I am broadcasting in right here, right now. None other than woman of God, career and businesswoman, First Ward City Council candidate, Letitia Brunson, is going to share with us words of inspiration. And she's going to share with us some of her political aspirations and agenda. Amen goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. His man of God, Arthur J., let you know that when you do what God says do, oh my goodness, God will make it better. Come on, Arthur J.
God will make it better for you and I. God will make it better.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making things better, for making our lives better. Man of God, Arthur J. is right here in the house on this Fire Gospel Experience. My special guest is certainly a dedicated woman of God, a mother, a career woman, business woman. She is First Ward City Council candidate here in the city of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. A lot of people seem to feel like, you know, you shouldn't mix religion and politics, but I'm like, man, please. The more saved people that we can get into politics should automatically, hello, make politics better. Get some of that corruption up out of there. Get some of that favoritism up out of there. Get some of that demonic, devilish mess, that messy stuff that goes on when scandals are exposed, people that have the people's trust and privilege with certain accesses don't live up to the requirement and the positions that they've been voted into. I say let's find some Christian folks that don't mind stepping into that arena of city, state, and government political scene as long as they seek ye first the kingdom of God and whatever aspirations they have, the Bible promised, we'll follow them. As God leads them, they will be blessed, and we don't have to worry about them being suspicious or being anything less than what they present themselves to be. So with that being said, my special guest is here. I've already introduced who she is and the things that she's accomplished, but she's a woman of God first and foremost, I know and I believe, and she is here to give us a word of inspiration. And then we'll talk a little bit about who she is and what her political desires are. My pleasure to introduce to some and to present to everyone else. Career woman, business woman, First Ward City Council candidate woman of God, Letitia Brunson is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Blessings, blessings, blessings to you, woman of God, my dear sister, Letitia Brunson. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed. You know what we say, and highly favored. That
highly
is just a
favored.
Slogan.
That's right.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
That's
I know
it.
Where my blessings come
that
from.
That is it.
Amen. Excited to have you here. I'm going to say this before I turn the mic back over to you for your word of inspiration. It's going to bless us, mind, body, and spirit, I do believe. Pine Bluff, I believe, is very reflective of so many cities in our great state, our great country of the United States. So many what have been coined as urban cities, which for the most part is another way of saying majority of black or minority residents. And we have so many different issues, and we're going to talk about that. As a Christian woman, you've decided that, hey, I believe I can contribute to the well-being of this city in so many different ways. We're going to talk about that. But right now, our primary focus is what words of spiritual enlightenment, encouragement that you have for us in word of inspiration. Please feel free to share as I pass you the platform and the microphone, Lady Letitia Brunson.
Okay,
So thanks again, Mr. Ron, for even thinking of me and having me to be on your broadcast. That means a lot to me. As I go through this journey, not even the political journey, just a new journey of where I am in my life, I think it's always important that you connect yourself with good people, genuine people, people who has a heart that God has given us. So I appreciate you for us being connected the way we have been connected through this journey for me. So thank you for that. When I think about where I am in my life, I always refer back to Philippians 4:6. To me, that's been a verse that I've carried throughout my life, which is, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. I've been through a lot of things in my life. I'm a good young 42, but I have lived some. And everything that I do, I always ask God, is this for me? Not, okay, I'm going to do this, but is it for me? Because I don't want to step in his way of what he has for my life. So I always go to him and make sure that it's something that he has asked of me to do, and I follow through with that. A lot of things that I'm like, you know what, God, are you sure this is for me? Are you sure this is where you want me to go? And he always confirms and says, listen, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't bring you to it, and I definitely wouldn't bring you through it. So understand that obedience is real, discernment is real, and I just thank God for both, because I think obedience has led me to a lot of places of where I am in my life currently. I'm listening to God and trusting his word. And I just ask that people do that. I know sometimes as humans, we tend to want to do what feels good for us and what makes us feel good, and not listening to what God has really told us to do. Sometimes he'll get us back together, all the way together, when we get out of line. And I thank God for pulling my coattails on those times in my life where I just felt like I wanted to do what Leticia wanted to do and not what he has asked of me. So my inspirational word is always trust God and always listen to him, and be okay with whatever the situation is. I know you mentioned that I'm running for city council, but at the end of the day, for me, win, lose, or draw, I know I was obedient in what God asked me to do. And whatever reason that the purpose of why he put it in my spirit to do this, I'm okay with it. You know, I'm okay with it. I'm never hear about any ill will. You'll never hear me talking bad about anybody opponent to me. I don't do that. For me, I did what God asked me to do, and that's my vision and that's my focus. So obedience is real. I think God has blessed me throughout my life because I listened to him. Even times I feel like I didn't think I should be doing something, but I listened to him. And God has blessed me in ways I couldn't even imagine. Tragically, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I lost my mom when I was 18 years old. She was killed tragically due to domestic violence. Actually, my dad, he is the one who killed my mom. And at the time, I'm the oldest of four. I was in college, and I thought about God, like, why? And how do I move on, you know? And he always said, I got you. So that's why when I come to things in my life, like where I am now, I'm like, God always had me. And he always will continue to have me. So I know I will be okay. So it doesn't matter what you go through or how you go through it. It's always about understanding that when you have the relationship with God, he's going to always bring you through. So I'm here to say it's okay to go through those trials and tribulations in life. What God has for you will always be for you. And it ain't nothing nobody can do about that. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for where I am and where I'm going. I'm thankful for where I have been, because all of that has shaped me into the Leticia Brunson that people see today. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid. I am strong within because of the things that God has taken me through and brought me out of in my life. I just want to be a word of a vessel of encouragement to anybody. You know, being born and raised, I'm from Pine Bluff, born and raised here, went to school here, went to college here. People often talk about the bad things, but just know that it's so many great things, so many great people that have came out of this city. Despite of what people might say and think, it's still greatness that's coming out of Pine Bluff. And I'm here because I believe. I'm here because I'm one of those people, and I'm here to be the change that I want to see. I don't want to be that person who talks about it. I want to be that person who bees about it.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. That's what I'm talking about right there. And here's the thing, Lady Leticia. I believe that you have a sincere spirit and sincere heart and sincere intention. But there are people out there, you know, we always got naysayers. And then, quite honestly, we have heard so many political speeches. It's almost like the candidates know what people want to hear. And they're going to say, well, you've never had political office before, so what are you bringing where people can look to you as someone that's not just going to be just saying what needs to be said to get a vote, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have gone your own way and have maybe forgotten about the needs of the people? I'm saying that for anybody that's seeking any type of political office, because that is the perspective that a lot of people have, that you know what to say, and then once you get in office, are you going to stay true to your word? What would you say to anyone that may have any type of concerns in that respect about you being a first-time city political candidate?
So I would say, you know, there I am a first-time political candidate. I didn't grow up into this. I didn't grow up in this world, political world. I grew up being who I am and true to who I am. Everything that I have in my life, I have worked to get on my own. I put myself through college. I put myself through graduate school. I took a leap of faith. I'm a first generation college graduate. Nobody in my family ever graduated from college. In my family, I would say, like, within my siblings and on my mom's side, first generation college graduate. So for me, it's all about being true to who you are. I'm not going to get up there and tell you something you want to hear, because I know I don't want to do that. Although I'm not a political person, I am a professional person. I do have integrity. I do have morals. I do have my character, my brand will always speak for myself. I lead currently the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff as the HR director. I lead people, policy, and change. My judgment is down. I understand people. I understand advocating for people and doing what's right and just and what's fair. So although I might not be a career politician, I have a professional career. I am a mother. I understand children. I understand people who have needs of wanting to live their life. I understand people who want to provide for their family. I understand that growing up in a city like Pine Bluff, you have those obstacles, but you also have resources that can help people get to where they need to be. So despite mm-hmm. of my political background, I know people, and I know how to treat people fairly, and I know how to do what's right. And I'll never compromise who I am or what I stand for just to tell somebody something they want to hear, because that's just not who I am as a person, professionally or personally.
Amen. And we do know that, unfortunately, there's been times in the past where city council members have not accomplished things. It even came to the attention of state news here in Arkansas, which was, quite frankly, a huge embarrassment for the residents of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, because they say, see, those people down there, they can't even govern their own selves in a way of success, positivity, and civility as well. And one of the things that I like about you is we've had previous conversations is because you know that this is a new realm of life experience for you, how you said that you are willing to reach out to previous city council members for their mentoring, for their experience, as well as maybe reaching out to our state capitol in Little Rock, making collaborations with people that have found success in other cities and bringing those programs here to Pine Bluff. I have to applaud you for that effort, and I believe that's very innovative. And it's just a sign of truthfulness that's saying, hey, look, I'm here to learn. I'm here for the betterment of the city. And I think that is very encouraging for all of us to hear as residents of Pine Bluff. You keep doing what you're doing, young lady. Keep putting God first, trusting in him. And I do believe he has great success for you personally, businessly, in ministry, as well as whatever political aspirations you may have. I just appreciate your willingness to step forward and do what God, which you certainly believe God has called you to do. Appreciate your words of encouragement. I appreciate your dedication to our city, but really, really, I commend you for being a faith-believing woman of God. Thank you for joining us, Lady Leticia Brunson. Thank you. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you, Mr. Rudd. I appreciate you.
Lady Leticia Brunson, she is a business career woman. She is running for First Ward City Council. And if there's someone that is looking to support you, how can they get in touch with you, ma'am?
So you can reach me. My email is Brunson, BrunsonWard, the number one, at gmail.com. That's BrunsonWard1. My cell phone number is 870-717-7982. I'm available to, you know, connect or whatever information or questions you have for me. I'm open and willing. I'm very transparent, and I'm, you know, willing to do what I can to help move the city forward in any way.
Amen. Amen. God be with you. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Woman of God, Leticia Brunson, was here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Yes, she was. Amen, amen, amen. I want to send a shout out to all of those of individuals that are seeking political office. We know it's that time of year where people are wanting to obtain certain occupations in city government. I'm just praying that God be your focus. God be your primary resource and reference, the word of God strengthening you, because there will be people pulling you from places you never expected. There may be compromises and concessions that may be placed in front of you to be able to achieve your agenda. You may have to give and take here and there, but that's the nature of politics. So my prayer for you is that preparation be the key and God be your anchor. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, giving you some very good and blessed encouragement as we seek God's face, seek God's favor. And like woman of God, Brenda Cueto is about to say, always ready to make a fresh start. Yes, Lord.
You came for me that I might live, that I might be. You came and you you
Hello, my name is Dr. Addie J. McCaffrey, a.k.a. Dr. Addie, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained encounter of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am an inspirational speaker, author, counselor, educator, and the TV host of Wisdom Breaks with Dr. Addie. You may connect with me via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, just by looking up Wisdom Breaks with Dr. Addie. And don't forget to tell your family and friends to tune into Fire, the gospel experience, where it's all about kingdom building.
I don't want to be seen. I don't need to be heard. I just want the life I live to be louder than words. I don't have to be noticed. The background's good enough for me. I just want the love I give to be my legacy. I want to love so loud, the kind of love that stands out in a cloud, the kind of love that turns heads around, and then I'll point right to you. Hey, hey, I want to love.
There's power.
God has healing for every illness, sickness, or disturbance that we may encounter right in his almighty hands. Woman of God, Carolyn Traylor, here on this Fire Gospel Experience, taking us behind the veil to let us know about the beautiful healing that God has in his almighty hands. We are discussing for your spiritual recognition, consideration, and refreshment, increase from the book of Deuteronomy, verse 8 and 1, which says from the NIV of the Bible, it says that be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. The children of Israel were given these fundamental commandments in following God's will and ways, which still to this very day is very necessary and commendable for our own fluid relationship with God as well. First of all, God says, Deuteronomy 8:1, be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today. God wants us to be very specific with our attention. Being careful, as prescribed in this word, means to be mindful to abide by. Make it a habitual part of our lifestyle. We're called on to pay strict attention to fashioning and refashioning our ways and make them readily conformable to the ways of God. I know. This alone is probably an ongoing lifetime work within itself. Deuteronomy 8:1 continues, so that you may live and increase. What we need, beloved, to affirm in our lives is that God wants us to live lives in His abundance. If you want to wake up any sleepy church and put them into a state of frenzied hysteria, just start talking, preaching, and teaching about blessings, prosperity, and increase. Oh, my God, they'll wake up out of a comatose state. We have it built inside of us to seemingly always want more, more, more. What we may fail to fully realize is that this was by God's design. But what many of us, if not all of us, do is we willingly keep this perspective on the horizontal plane of our existence and not far enough into our vertical spiritual realm of reflection. Now, mind you, I'm not talking about being so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good, but evolving our thinking to Matthew 6:23, where it says, but seek ye first the kingdom, His kingdom, and His righteousness. And all these things that we'll be talking about, praying about, according to God's will be given to you as well. I had to paraphrase and jump in there a little bit. God wants to observe which of us free will thinkers will hunger and thirst after Him. Then He will have the proof and evidence of confidence to increase our lives. Luke 6:38 says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. But too many of us tend to seek the gifts first and not the almighty gift giver, God. Deuteronomy 8:1 continues, and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised and on oath to your ancestors. And then, behold how many doors of life, success, prosperity lay wide open before us when we do that. To not only witness the answered prayers that we have prayed for, but how our gracious, kind, and loving God has stacked up prayers of good things that we haven't even considered, let alone prayed for. And as an African-American, American-born, whenever I have the blessed opportunity and privilege to go places that were once unlawful for our slave forefathers and foremothers to go, I go with them and for them in my mind and spirit. This is the intent of our spiritual ancestral heritage, where we have become links in chains of love, life, and prosperity that God Himself has fashioned for us. And I mention my ethnicity only as a stark reality of this world on earth that we live in. But our highest and most sacred union is with God and all the people and fellow believers in God, regardless of our race, ethnicity, and nationalities. Heaven is and will be a kingdom of all people. Revelation 15:4 says, who will not fear you, Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. And after all, it's all the different colors together that makes the rainbow so beautiful. Amen. Goes right there. Yes. Talking about increase. Increase with the proper perspective, y'all. We ain't just talking about increase, increase, increase like we don't know no better. We're talking about increasing according to however God sees fit to bless us with. Amen. And that's what I'm talking about right there, right there. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We give you high praise, Lord. We honor you with our lives because we've made it. Amen. Here's man of God, Charles Slayton. Charles Slayton, talking about I made it. Come on, Brother Charles. Yes, Lord. I made it. You made it. We made it. And it's all because of the goodness of our God.
Come on now, somebody. Lift those hands in the air. Let's bless our God, the one who wants and needs to come. Oh, yeah. Lord, I give it all to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Dreams are never fair.
Yes, my God, whatever it is you bless me with, my mind, my heart, my soul, my material pleasures, whatever you want, dear God, I give them all to you. Well, thank my special guests, those awesome women of media personalities and authors, woman of God, Thais Nevels, and woman of God, Manuela Obas. Thank you, thank you, thank you, as well as Pine Bluff, Arkansas's very own career woman, businesswoman, mother that is candidate for First Ward City Council here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Woman of God, Letitia Brunson. Thank you, ladies, for making this a wonderful Women's Day on this fire gospel experience. I just want to leave y'all with one final thought. Following the ways and will of God is the only known formula that can add and multiply by subtracting and dividing. I'm going to let y'all think about that one right there. So until next time, y'all be blessed in Jesus. I love you. Praying for you. Ain't nothing you can do except love me back and pray for me back. I do hope, pray, and believe. I want to leave y'all with man of God, D.L. Hurd, and God's Chosen, because living this life for God is nothing but a beautiful day, day by day. No matter about the circumstances, our emotions, trials, and tribulations, having God in our life right there makes it a beautiful day. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Fun day.